Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, episode 173. We're talking about spatial reasoning. Want to know why? It's because I had to do a 20-minute test today about assessing my spatial reasoning. And honestly, I was just kind of worn out, but I did very well in the test, so oh well. Spatial reasoning is that's your capacity to understand, reason, and remember the spatial relations among objects in space. So, if you were trying to remember how, I don't know, a good example of this is the Rubik's Cube, okay? Because you have to be able to know how twisting the different parts of the Rubik's Cube is going to actually change how the Rubik's Cube looks. And you know that twisting one side of it is going to move all of the sides that are attached to it. You know, that sort of thing. But there's lots of other uses for spatial reasoning as well. All right? They're used for things like distance and measurement, understanding or fixing equipment, navigation, success in fields like sports, technical aptitude. I can talk. I swear I have a podcast. That means I'm good at talking. Mathematics, natural sciences, engineering, economic forecasting, meteorology, chemistry, physics. Spatial abilities involve understanding the outside world and processing outside information and reasoning with it through representation in the mind. So there's lots of different types. All right. Now, Rubik's Cube uses what's called mental rotation. Okay. And this is the ability to represent and rotate 2D and 3D objects in space quickly and accurately. Right. So, while the features remain unchanged. So your mental representations of physical objects can help utilize problem solving and understanding. For example, there's a 2004 study with this guy named Hegarty who showed that people manipulate mental representations for reasoning about mechanical problems, such as how gears or pulleys work. You sort of visualize it in your head. You visualize the little gears turning. You visualize the ropes moving. If you're trying to visualize how a screw works, you can think about how a screw will go into a block of wood, how it turns to go in, and how it threads through the wood. Yes, theater of the mind. That is, in fact, theater of the mind is a good way to put it. In the field of sports, sports psychology specifically. Different sports people, like people who coach basketball, gymnastics, soccer, golf, stuff like that, they promote players to use mental imagery and manipulation to help increase their performance in the game. Some recent research from 2008, which I guess is kind of not recent now that's 2021, but oh well, also demonstrated evidence that playing video games with consistent practice can improve your mental rotation skills. So like there was a bunch of women who decided to test this out in a study with some video games or whatever. And after practicing with a video game that involved a race with a 3D environment, they end up doing better in a race in real life because they could better picture the track, which I just think is actually very cool. Yes, gamers are optimal. That is, in fact, what I'm telling you. But mental rotation, of course, is not the only thing that exists. But before I get into that, I'm going to tell you how there's some other things besides Rubik's Cubes. Tetris counts as a spatial rotation things. Jigsaw puzzles, stuff like that. Because you have to rotate the little pieces or whatever. Okay. Spatial perception also exists. That's perceiving spatial relationships in respect to the orientation of your body despite distracting information. It consists of being able to perceive and visually understand outside spatial information such as features, properties, measurement, shapes, position, and motion. For example, when one's navigating through a dense forest, you have to use your spatial perception and awareness to avoid, you know, hitting trees, to know where sounds are coming from, because you don't want to get murdered in the woods. Actually, some people definitely do want to get murdered in the woods, but that's beside the point. It seems legit. As a Mario Karter, that makes me the best driver. My drifts are insane. My braking almost non-existent. My acceleration is known to increase my speed an increasingly increasing rate. I'm going back to the Wikipedia article. let's see. Another example is when you're trying to understand the relations and mechanics inside a car. You have to use spatial perception to understand the visual framework. Tests that measure spatial perception include the rod and frame test, where subjects must place a rod vertically while viewing a frame orientation of 22 degrees in angle, or the water level test, where you have to draw or identify the horizontal line in a tilted bottle. The spatial perception is also very relevant in sports. It appears that all the spatial stuff is good in sports. Cricket players, who were faster at picking up information from briefly presented visual displays, were better batsmen in an actual game. A 2015 study published in the journal Vision found that soccer players had higher perceptual ability for body kinematics, such as processing multitasking crowd scenes which involve pedestrians crossing a street, or complex visual dynamic scenes. Another study in the Journal of Human Kinetics feat on fencing athletes found that achievement level was highly correlated with spatial perceptual skills such as visual discrimination and, you know, other random stuff. And there's a lot more reviews that are basically like, you know what? Spatial reasoning helps you. I only play grasshopper personally. Cricket sucks. You know, I have to say, out of all my noise-making sports, Cicada has got to be my favorite. Cicada is just the best. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. And also, video games also help this one, which things like shooter games, which where you have to look at many different enemies firing at you at once and be able to process all that information and, you know, take out everyone who's firing at you. Spatial visualization is a complicated multi-step manipulations of spatially presented information. Visual imagery, things you put in your mind. Say you want to visualize a cow. I want you all to do this, okay? Let's just sit there for just a moment. If you can safely do so, close your eyes. If you're like driving or something, please don't close your eyes, but that's beside the point. All right? And picture a cow, all right? You can rotate that cow in your mind. It's completely free, and the government can't stop you. I just want you to chew on that for just a sec. Just think about a cow and rotate it in your own mind. This is just a little-known trick. If you ever get depressed or whatever, which this probably won't solve it, but it might give you a little bit of fun. My mind won't let me do either of those. What, be depressed or rotate a cow? I mean, I'm glad it won't let you be depressed. The cow won't appear all this, or be rotated. I got nothing. You got to work on your spatial rotation, dude. If you cannot rotate a cow successfully, work at it till you can. I can only imagine a static llama. Yeah, you know what? You can work with that, okay? All right. There's also some other things that you can do with this whole spatial visualization. An astronomer has to mentally visualize the structures of the solar system and the motions of the objects within it. An engineer has to visualize the interactions between parts of a machine or a building. Chemists have to understand the formulas. And, you know, basically every scientist in some way has to understand things on a physical level in order to understand them on a mental level. Or mental? God, what's the word for it? I don't know. It's not like I have to be able to talk. Oh God, the llama's dying since he isn't breathing. Oh God, what are you doing? All right, I'm going to cancel you now. Cancel Leland Jones, apparently. Okay, I'm going to move on now. There's another critical spatial visualization ability is mental animation. You have to visualize the motion or movement of components of a system or in general. So, like, sometimes you have to deconstruct a pulley system in your mind into smaller units and think about how they would all move if you're going to be like an engineer. Or maybe, I don't know, you'd want to visualize how ants might move in order to figure out where best to place an ant trap. Let's see, what else is there? Mental folding. the folding of a 2D pattern or material into 3D objects and representations. It has had relatively little research and study compared to the other ones. It's a non-rigid spatial transformation ability, which means features of the manipulated object end up changing, unlike mental rotation. So this is similar to origami, which also requires mental folding by folding a 2D paper enough times to make a 3D figure. So there's also visual penetrative ability, which is the least common task, which involves the ability to imagine what something is on the inside based on what it looks like on the outside. Have you any words to help him? Okay. Miss Llama, that was completely in the mind of Leland Jones, is now dead, and he's at his funeral. Any words to help him say? We are gathered here today to mourn the passing of the static llama who didn't do anything. This isn't like he was innocent. He literally had no abilities to do literally anything. So, we will all miss the static llama, and we will pray for their passing into whatever the good afterlife may be, or reincarnation into something that isn't static. Oh, hey, I imagined a new one. I'm not done giving my eulogy. Okay, well, fine. The llama's back, I guess. Or is this a new llama, or is this the same llama revived? We're about to find out. Oh god, he's dying as well. Stop imagining static llamas, please. You're killing them. Who can say for sure? Oh god. He's doing the whole Leland Jones thing on me. Alright. I'm just gonna go back to talking about spatial reasoning. So yeah, that test I took in spatial reasoning, it wasn't really all that hard. It was just a lot of thought process, I guess. A lot of thoughts. And that's not a bad thing. It's just a tiring thing. Depends on if you believe in Scientology. I'm going to stop reading this live chat. Why do I even do this? I genuinely don't know anymore. Like, I podcast, I come here to have a good time, to share information about things. Like, we're talking about spatial reasoning. It's super cool. And then I have to hold a funeral for a llama that gets interrupted because he's imagining a new llama. And the new llama is also dying. Is the llama dead yet? We don't know. The llama B-plot is pretty epic, though. Are you guys here for the spatial reasoning, or are you here for the llama? I genuinely don't know. I just want... I have no words. I just have no words anymore. I just wanted to talk about spatial reasoning, dude. Also, the new llama's also gone. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Spatial working memory. It's the ability to store things visual spatial memories under attentional control temporarily to complete a task. So you have to, spatial working memory involves storing large amounts of short-term spatial memories to sort of think about how something would work. It's used to help in things like memorizing shapes, colors, locations, or motions of objects in space. It's also involved in tasks which consist of planning spatial movements, like planning a route through a complex building. Its neurobiological function also correlates with the right hemisphere of the brain, which I guess is pretty cool if you are a right hemisphere fan. I personally like both halves of the brain because they're both important, and people aren't just like left or right brained. It's both are important to everyone. I'm going to look at the live chat again, much to my own chagrin. Okay. Apparently it's okay. There's lots of jobs that require it. I've already gone through all of them. Not all of them, but many of them. I'm just going to say the song that's been on my mind all episode because I'm just so tired. And it's going to be... Oh, geez. I've got so many different songs on here. Let's go with the wonderful song known as Good Time by Owl City because, honestly, it's a good song. It's a good song that I haven't heard in a while. and I think everyone deserves to, because it's always a good time. Yeah. All right, I need to find a reason to hit the comedy button. I don't think spatial reasoning jokes is going to pull up much on Google, but I'm going to try. Reasoning jokes. Wow. Did you mean spatial reasoning jobs and spatial reasoning games? The best spatial puns from Punspapable. Oh, these are all just space things. You know what? Fine. I'm going with this one. I bought a nice astronaut suit, but I'm only going to use it on spatial occasions. Being a professional walker would probably require decent social spatial reasoning. Yeah, that's probably true. Okay, I'm going to end this episode now. Yeah, I got no words. I'll catch you all next time, and goodbye.